All around him, the temple was shaking. He staggered from alcove to alcove, scrabbling through each collection of artifacts. Books? No. Scrolls? No. The geodes made him retch some more, but there was no sense they could help him. Hurry. Hurry. Every wall was swaying. Now the alcoves were vomiting their treasures, artifacts smashing on the ugly mosaic floor. He found one cache of crystals, danced his fingers lightly across them, but all they did was make him dizzy. No way home there. Another alcove, a single crystal, red and ruined. As soon as he touched it, he shouted in revulsion, because he recognized it, remembered it, could feel its echo in his mind. This thing, this monstrosity, had begun the nightmare, had reached from this temple into the starship, into him, and warped him. Tried to make him a murderer by compelling him to crash the ship. The stench of death was on it, even though it was destroyed. Bale's voice, anger, and admiration combined. Whatever hold the Sith had on you, you broke it just before we hit the ground. It nearly killed you, but you broke it. You pulled us out of our nosedive and you did something with the Force. Fresh strength flooded through him. He snatched up the ruined red crystal and hurled it to the floor. The impact shattered it into splinters, and he almost wept with joy. But the ground buckled violently, as if in furious protest, and he lost his footing. Crashing down on his injured knee had him screaming aloud. Another wild tremor, and more crystals fell, cracking like rotten eggs all around him. He groped at the nearest alcove for support so he could stand, keep on looking, and only run. Try to run. At the last possible moment, his fingers closed on something cold and rough and awful. And a window opened deep in his battered mind. He could see across the galaxy, as though across a crowded room. For a split second, it was wonderful. And then darkness smashed him flat.
Die, Jedi, die, Jedi, die, Jedi, die.
He dropped the black and red crystal, spitting bile, and tried to stand so he could continue his search. But the floor was heaving, and the ceiling was breaking apart. Like river ice at the great spring thaw, it was cracking and crazing, and if he stayed in here much longer, the Sith would get the death he thought he denied them. For the second time, as though it were meant, his fingers found that impossible device. The darkness shouted again, but this time he didn't let go. Instead, he thrust the thing inside his tunic, tried to stand, and had to duck as a chunk of ceiling missed his head by a whisper. Bail Organa appeared in the drunkenly swaying doorway. Obi-Wan, get out of here now! And then, like a fool, like an idiot, just like a politician, convinced the laws of nature did not apply to him, he ran into the dying Sith temple. Are you insane? Obi-Wan demanded as Bail reached him. You get out! You're welcome, Bail panted, dragging him to his feet. So it's run or die, Master Kenobi. Your choice, but choose now. Oh, how typical, always striving for the last word. Slipping and sliding, they bolted for safety, with the Sith Temple throwing great, jagged slabs of rock at them with every staggering step. They fell through the wildly swinging doors as the first of four walls bowed and buckled, rolled over the heaving ground, flailed themselves upright, and kept running. With a thundering groan, with a rumbling roar like the death of some dark, ancient beast of legend, the Sith Temple fell in on itself. Ceiling, walls, and buttresses shattering to pieces. The impact knocked them to the dying grass like a glancing blow from a thug's fist. Obi-Wan heard Bail curse, heard himself curse, as every bruise and cut and scrape and tear shrieked in outrage. As he felt a rib crack against the crystal shoved inside his tunic. Silence. Blessed silence. One heartbeat. Two heartbeats. Three heart.
Die, Jedi, die, Jedi, die, Jedi, die.